Hey, I just wanted to congratulate you on getting married today. I'm really, really excited for you. I know you've already done all your planning. You've already got the food together. You got the best man already picked out. The lucky lady to be. I know she's so hyped. You guys already planned your reception and everything. This is a really dope day. This is a special day for you. And I look forward to being there. All jokes aside, today we're going to talk about getting married to greatness, and guess what? You are going to be right next to greatness, putting a ring on it. It's the Dream Mover Podcast. Let's go. Yo, what up? This is your boy K. Cole. Kenny Encourager. I'm so excited to be back up here once again with y'all on the Dream Mover Podcast. Hey, just in case you never been there before, hey, I just got my Facebook page up. It is facebook.com/KDE63. You can see me on Twitter too at KDE63. A little bit different for Instagram. We just added an A in the middle. It is KDA63. E63. So those are my big three social media platforms you can find me on. Feel free to add me up there. If you guys got any questions, I'll be throwing a couple polls up here and there. What you guys talk about is what I want to talk about on the podcast. And if you want to just be interviewed on the podcast and me ask you a couple questions, I'm more than happy. It's all about you, baby. I'm just here to drop a little bit of knowledge here and there and encourage folks. Give you guys a little bit of wisdom that you can take the rest of your life. Speaking of which, let's talk about the delivery of what we're trying to push forward here. So a question that was given to me was, hey, what do you really talk about on this podcast? The correct answer is I talk about everything because there's something to learn in everything in life. Now, primarily, I like to talk the motivational tip because I like to keep it positive. I like to keep it happy. I've had a lot of crazy things happen to me in my lifetime. A lot of crazy things. Some stuff that's eventually going to be in a book. Something that may be coming out, I don't know, later on this year. That sound you just heard was me knocking on wood. But we got some more stuff that's coming out during the year. But the whole point is I want to put out a positive message that I know people are going to want to respond to. It's going to build people up and make them better on a daily basis. That's why a lot of times when you hear me talking up here, there are no resets. There are no, I'm going to go back and get this perfect, because I want you guys to hear me, the real me. No fake. How'd that song go? No fake. Especially when you're feeling this way. Please, Gwen Stefani, if you're listening, don't sue me. But I want you guys to hear the truth about how I feel on certain topics. And I hope you take some of these things and you go and discuss them with folks that you're really, really close to. Now, another thing I got asked was about, hey, you seem like you're recording something everywhere. Why don't you, what's up with the sound quality? Well, to be honest with you, I really am. Because I don't want to be the guy who gets some grand scheme idea and I write it down and take a note on my phone. And then I get back and I try to record it for you guys. But I don't have the same energy and vibe that I have when it first hits me. So because this platform is mobile and I can hop on my phone and I can just get up there and start talking to you guys, I want to leverage that time so you get the max energy when the passion is there. So nothing I'm saying to you is said without passion involved. So I think that matters. I think that brings volume. I think that's what makes me special to this podcast platform. And I think that's what makes me a dope person is I don't want to wait. I want to give you the real while it feels real, because the minute it becomes fake, the value depreciates of what I can bring to your minds, your hearts, your souls, whatever the case may be. The last thing is people say they want to know. So we've been listening to you for a couple episodes now, but we still don't know who you are. So I'm going to make time in episode 7 to talk about who I am, give you guys a little bit of background on me. And so you guys can get to know the guy that's putting all this crazy content out there. But for now, enjoy what I got for you today, guys. This is episode 6, Being Married to Greatness. It's the Dream Mover Podcast. Cue my next segment. Let's go. Hey guys, I want to run something by you today that I think will be very, very beneficial to all of you. So this morning I did my usual workout and I did it in line with my regimen. So I have a committed regimen that I go by every single morning. And after my runs, I take time to write out my thoughts. And that's any random thought that comes to my mind. And I'm not looking for anything in particular. I'm merely writing out my thoughts. And the reason I do it is because in those thoughts, I normally find the solution to something I need to do today, or I find something that is in the subconscious of my mind that I need to start preparing for now so I don't have to be reactive later on down the line, whether it's 1 to 2 days or weeks. So this morning while writing, something came to my mind I want to bring to you. There are two words that if they come out of your mouth, they automatically warrant chaos. And I want to share those two words with you. The first word is I, and the follow-on word is a verb. That's it. When I hear somebody say, I will do this, I instantly look at people and my eyes, I get bright-eyed, bushy-tailed. One, because I'm excited for you, and two, I'm automatically concerned for you, especially based on the magnitude of what you say you're going to do and the level of challenge that's required to make it pop. So here's what I'm thinking. If you say, I will lose 25 pounds, I'm a firm believer. All of a sudden, all the honey buns in the store start looking a little more tasty. Those sodas start looking a little extra, extra delicious, and your tongue gets just a little more drier, a little more thirsty. You say you're going to go open up a business. All of a sudden, those work hours where now you have to come home and put in the extra work to get your business plan rolling, all of a sudden, you get a little more tired or a little more frustrated. All these different forms of chaos enter. Once you have affirmed, this is what is next, and I will not be denied. I'm not telling anybody not to say it. In fact, I welcome you saying it. I just want to make sure you understand that the moment you say, I will, you have opened the door to every demon, every principality, every negative thought, everybody who's hating on you. If you fail to keep thoughts to yourself, i.e. Bible says it best, never let the left hand know what the right hand is doing. But if you play the game properly, I, verb, will work in your favor. I will blank 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 can work in your favor, and you can achieve that goal. I believe we all know that. We've all had things we said we want to do and we've gone out and done it. But if you've ever gone through something and wondered where all these challenges came from, I just gave you the answer. The answer is that once you put this in the air, you are immediately asking the universe to validate you. You're asking any challenge that comes to come your way so you can validate that you are not to be denied. And if you succeed, the reward is you will get what you said you wanted. So with that being said, get after your goals, get after your ambitions, but choose what you want and choose it carefully. Be wise, be very detailed about it. Make sure you know exactly what you're looking for, because what you say you want, there will be a path that you have to follow to get to it. And you better have your laces tied up tight, because you're in for a ride, the ride of your life. Stay tuned. It's the Dream Mover Podcast. Next segment, let's go. This is never an easy topic to talk about, guys. But if it's not talked about, we're going to let it sit to the side. And the less we talk about this topic, the more prevalent it is going to be in our society. I lost my father to suicide as a kid, and I've recorded this next section just to kind of bring awareness to suicide and why it needs to end. So I hope this next section brings some relevancy to somebody's life, and it stops somebody from making a poor decision. So with that being said, to you, the guy out there that's having a hard time moving his dreams, the guy who's stressing, the gal who the money just doesn't look right, people keep putting you down, you feel like you can't make it to the next level, I recorded this next segment just for you. Let's keep it going. Let's talk about suicide. It's a Dream Mover podcast. Let's go.
You know, I don't think there's anything else in this world that I hate as much as suicide. And you know what? I don't hate anything else in this world. So guess what the one thing in this world that I hate is? I truly, truly hate. Suicide. I lost my dad at 5 because of suicide. Because my dad let the pressures of the world destroy him. They made him feel weak. They made him feel insignificant. They made him feel insecure, and he felt like he didn't have anywhere else to go except out of here. Newport News, Virginia. My dad was found, gun in his room, hole in his head, cocaine in his system. Never forget that. Never, ever in my life will I forget that. That is a very, very sensitive, and it is a very significant milestone in my life. The day that I had to accept that my father was gone and I was not going to have him in my life anymore. And then I was going to have to step up to the plate and just be a big man. And I was going to have to hold down the fort, and I was going to have to make my grandmother feel like everything was going to be okay when I knew that she was breaking down inside and she was miserable. I didn't grow up with my parents. I grew up with my grandmother in Wilson, North Carolina. And while I was there, I met my dad for the first time. This was my first encounter with my father at 5 years old. And it felt like heaven. Can you imagine being able to finally, with your dad after all these years, your dad, my dad's 6 foot something. I don't even remember because I hadn't seen him anymore. My dad would pick me up and put me on his shoulders. And we would go get ice cream together. I got to ask the questions that every kid wants to be able to ask young. Daddy, why is the sky blue? I want to be like you when I grow up. I want to do all these cool, dope things. You know, we had something special, Pop. We really did. And then that day came. I had been with my father for 4 days. He tells me, hey, son, I'll be back. I'll be back. I'll be back shortly. Okay. I go to sleep that night. I wake up the following day. I walk into my grandmother's room and she's sitting on her bed and she is crying her eyes out. And I'm looking at her like, hey, what's going on? She tells me, your daddy killed himself last night. I had never truly felt shock in my life before. That was the first time I'd felt it. The man who I can contribute my life to, that I can contribute me being alive to, had left this world. And he volunteered to leave this world. So that's just me and Grandma. It's just me and her. And we trying to live our lives to the best we can. I'm hurt, y'all. But I'm confused. I'm more confused than anything else. So we get to the funeral day, and my grandmother's sitting there bawling her eyes out. You know what I'm doing? Nothing. I'm staring at him. Didn't cry a tear the whole ceremony. Sat there and just stared at the man's body like, okay, I mean, he didn't care enough about me growing up. He evidently, my future didn't matter. Who I was didn't matter to him. It was irrelevant. People really do feel that way. There are people who do get that emotion of, hey, if they don't care about me, who am I to sit here and care about them when they elect to take themselves out of this world? I want you to think about the potential that's in you when you decide that you want to kill yourself. I want you to know that eventually you're going to have more generations that are going to follow in your bloodline if you were here, and they are never going to get to fulfill their purpose if you decide to take yourself out. That is why it is so important, so very important for you to get help, find love for self before you find it for anybody else. Because when you appreciate you, you will be okay with whatever comes next in life. But I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to be very genuine about this, suicide is not the way to go. You do not want to be that person that everybody around you saw had so much potential to be great. Was that great friend that when I needed you, I needed you. I can't imagine how many friends my dad had who look to this day are wondering if they were a part of the reason it happened. I can't imagine my grandmother and her emotions. 23 years later, I wonder, does she still think about this situation? Does she still wonder why you were so selfish? I wonder who I would have been if my father would have been in my life. Who knows? Maybe my life, maybe this was destined to happen for me to grow into the man that I am today. Maybe I wouldn't be KDE63 sitting on a microphone right now if it wasn't for his situation happening. But I almost feel like I'd be willing to give it up if I just had a little more time with my dad. But he made his decisions. He's not here. I don't want you to be that. I don't want you to be a statistic. I don't want you to be in the same shoes that my dad was in. So I'm going to tell you this. You are strong enough to make it in life. You are dope enough. You are deep enough. There is something inside of you that will be remembered beyond your time in this world. And you don't have to take your own life. We see who you are. We see you. We know you. We love you. If I've never seen you face to face and no one's told you that you are loved today, I love you. On everything, I love you. Don't leave me. You got so much left to prove to yourself. Prove you're stronger than the situation. Rise above adversity. Get past the negativity. And if you still feel like suicide is the only way, I beg you to go get help. Get help while you still can. Because once you commit suicide, there is no going back. And every second, third, whatever number and ending effect that happened, other people are going to feel that pain. And we don't deserve that. And you deserve to live. So let's all get what we deserve, okay? Do your part. Stay alive. I will be here when you need somebody to talk to. I got you back to the ends of the earth. Now, I know this is a dark topic for some people, but it has to be said. And it should be a positive thing for you right now that someone cares enough to let you know that, you know, you have that, you have value. You matter. So I don't want you to look at this segment in a negative or in a downturn way. I want you to be positive. I want y'all to be happy because this is the truth. I want to encourage you and let you know that you have meaning. You have value. You are a person of value. And I'm going to continue to believe that that's what it really is. When somebody tells me, don't do this because I see this in you, that is value. That is encouragement. That is somebody seeing my greatness. And I'm seeing yours right now. I just need you to see the same. So we're going to keep it positive and move to the next segment. Dream Mover Podcast. Let's go. All right. We're back. Let's talk.
I know a lot of people that are just happy to be alive on Earth with oxygen in their lungs, walking around from day to day, doing whatever it is that they do. I don't care what it is that they do. They could be sitting behind a desk. They could be running companies. They could be the janitor. They're just happy to be who they are, and that's great. I also know people that are more focused on other people's lives. The guy who's the janitor focused on the guy at the office. The guy at the office focused on the president at the top and wishing that they could trade places with those individuals. To the point that it makes them frustrated. It irritates them. It almost borderline makes some of them jealous. And they wish they could sit in the seats of those individuals. It's not your time yet, but they want your seat so bad. So what are they willing to do to take that spot? They are willing, if they get a chance to interact with you, to make false recommendations about you and what you're doing. You're out here putting in hours, working on your craft, trying to find ways to make the best you possible. And they will tell you that what you're doing is wrong, that you're hustling in reverse, that you're putting too much work into it. You go to the gym and there's the guy that's not as strong as you, but he's a cool cat, chill cat, and he sees what you're doing. And he tells you, hey, you ain't got to do that many reps. If a guy walked up to you when you're in the middle of your set and the average guy is doing 10 reps, and you do 15, and this guy walks up to you and says, hey, I saw you doing 15 reps. You know, you can stop at 10, man. You're good right there. Look, just because you are happy where you are at in your life, just because you're happy being at your level, doesn't mean that I am going to be satisfied. Does not mean I am not content where I am, but it doesn't mean that this is my peak. And the only way I'm going to grow is if I push past where I'm comfortable at. If you're comfortable in a location, then you are not where you are destined to be at yet in life. Life is all about pushing outside of your comfort zones. And if there are people in your ear that are sending the message to you that you are not right, normal, meeting the status quo, thank them for the compliment. Thank them for the compliment. Because all they did was give you a compliment. You just found out that you're making somebody else feel uncomfortable because you stepped your game up. You are doing something that the average person isn't doing. You are going above and beyond the call of duty, and you're doing it so well that it's being recognized by others. You go to an event with a group of people, and everybody shows up in jeans and a shirt. And ladies, you show up, you got on a really nice blouse. You got on a nice, nice pair of pants you just bought, fit the body just right. Got on some really, really nice heels. You came prepared. Lipstick on 10. Makeup on 10. Hair game on 10. Jewelry game on 10. And then when people talk to you, they say, oh, you look nice. Why are you so dressed up? Stop. Pause right there. You ain't got no business asking why she's dressed up the way she is. You know why? It's common sense. Because she cares so much about herself and making sure that she sets the right image of who she is. It shouldn't matter to you why she dressed up to the 9. She dressed to the 9 because you chose not to dress up to the 8. She stepped her game up because you chose not to step yours up. Or maybe she stepped it up because she knew you weren't going to step your game up and she wants to set the precedence. Or maybe she just wants to feel good about herself. Did you ever think about that? There are so many people that are going to try to distract you from doing what you do, but you can't let that person in your circle. You can't let them come in and change the game.
Hey, look, I got some news for everybody that I need to address. So one of my mentors, rest in peace, Dr. Miles Monroe, used to talk about the importance of you mastering your craft. And we live in a day and age where we have so many jacks, meaning jacks of all trades, master of none. And we don't really have that many people who are taking the time to master something, to study it, make it an art, become a student of, prove your excellence, create new pathways, and to just build the world into a better place based off of what you know in your mind and what you are not afraid to challenge in order to build something better. And I am 100% in support of his logic. Here's the deal. Here's the message. Technology is getting more advanced daily. Daily, ladies and gentlemen. What is current today will be obsolete tomorrow. Remember at a time there was a MySpace as the premier technology. You can go up there, change the backgrounds on your pages. You can send messages. Do you realize we've got to a point now that we have so many different social media platforms that we can communicate on, that website is now gone. It is done. In fact, Tom dropped that website for a nice $40 million, by the way, but he went ahead and sold that thing off. It's gone. Technology is evolving every single day. We have machines now that help people with how they breathe. When there was a time long, long ago where if you had difficulty breathing, you just had to deal with it. You may get an allergy medicine. You may get some sort of medicine to help with opening up. But now we have physical machines where people can go to sleep at night, CPAP machines to help you out with your breathing. We have advanced our weaponry. We have built some of the largest naval vessels to help defend the United States. And matter of fact, look at Russia. Russia has war capabilities that are half aircraft, half boat. And yet, it's a freaking game changer. It's a game changer. So now you have to decide, do you want to, one, become the master, become wiser, become the agent of change, become the innovator, the guru, the guide, whatever you want to call yourself. Now is the time for you to decide that. Do you want to be the person that changes the game, or do you want to be the individual who adapts to the rules? I'll give you a hint. The people that go further are the ones that are willing to take the rules into their hands and make their own. So, what am I asking you to do? Ladies and gentlemen, what I'm asking you to do is I'm asking you to stop being the jack in the card deck. I'm asking you to become the queen and the king, and I'm asking you to pull out your aces, and I'm asking you to make things happen. Because these jokers are not going to give you a second chance. There was a time where it was so easy for people to walk out and just get a job. That time existed. But now we've seen an increase in unemployment rates, and everybody wants to just blame the government. Don't just blame the government. Also, look at the different companies and the technology that's being introduced into society. Some of the technology that's being introduced is what is making people lose their jobs. Think about it. When you go to the airport now, you know why they don't have as many people at the kiosks to get you on planes anymore? It's because they're no longer required. We don't need them anymore. And we don't need them because now we have self-service kiosks. Same thing with banks. Same thing with fast food, which, by the way, people want to have minimum wage at 15. Well, guess what? Sure, the lucky people who get to stay there for 15 get 15. But in order to give you 15, some of you got to go away, and they're going to invest in technology. And eventually that technology is going to make it so nobody gets 15, because nobody is going to be needed anymore. Now is the time for you to master technology before technology masters you. These are the facts of life. I'm not sitting here and joking with you right now. It is better for you to become a master, a guru, wise in something that makes you untouchable, something that makes you valuable, makes it to where people have to come and find you. They want to run up on you because they want your advice. They want your guidance. They want your directive. They want to know what is going to be best for them because you've gone out and mastered it. I don't care what it is you go out and master, but whatever it is that brings passion, brings happiness, brings focus, makes you want to wake up, makes you want to put in the hours to learn it, to get it down to a science, to where you can spit it in your sleep, where you want to read it every single day, where it pops up in your conversations all the time, when you come home and it doesn't feel like a burden, whatever that energy, whatever that feeling is, that is what you need to be out here hunting, striving, and trying to find. That is what mastery looks like. In fact, I'm going to make sure in the future that I do a episode series on some of my favorite books. And one of my books I really want to talk about is Mastery by Robert Greene, and where he breaks it down very, very well what the process can look like, because it's never perfect. Everybody rocks out differently. The big point I'm getting at is, look, technology is here. It's not coming anymore. It's here. The only thing that's stopping you from being in the Jetson days is for you to put the controller down and for you to make up the schematics of how to build it. It's the only thing that's holding it back from being here right now. Master it. Get smart. And figure out how to preserve your money long term. Figure out how to preserve your family long term. Because it will only be a matter of time before you either rule technology or technology rules you. It's the Dream Mover Podcast. Let's keep going. Hey, what's going on, y'all? It's your boy, K. Cole, Katie Encourager. And I got a message I want to talk to y'all about this morning. Hey, so I just finished my first run of the day. I'm feeling myself a little bit. Wasn't my longest run, but at the end of the day, the goal is to wake up, do something, and when you go to bed at night, feel like a better version of you. But while I was running, something came to my mind. A friend of mine sent me a video and she was talking about she wants to be so great, so bad. And I appreciate her honesty. I appreciate her dedication to wanting to push herself. But then she told me that she was frustrated because she keeps doing the same thing that she used to do. And she knows that it doesn't provide her with the results that she's looking for in her life. How do I get better? So here's what I told her. I told her, number one, you know how when you date somebody, you date for a certain period of time trying to figure out if this is for me, if this is what's best for me, if this is what I should be doing to take myself to my next level, to make myself my greatest version? She says, yeah, of course I understand. So then I told her, here's the deal. You have to treat yourself the exact same way. You have to treat your ambitions in life, your aspirations, the same way. See, the problem is that there's a lot of y'all out here, you're still dating greatness. You're dating it. Y'all are talking to each other. Y'all exchange phone numbers. Y'all text every once in a while. So you'll tell them, hey, one day we gonna be together for real, for real. We gonna be together. We gonna stay together. I'm gonna put this ring on you. Blah, blah, blah. That's the conversation that greatness is texting to you. And the reason you're only getting it text to you and it hasn't come to fruition yet is because you haven't put in the hours yet to show greatness that you are marriage material to greatness. You can't date greatness. You have to marry greatness. And let me twist it around. You have to make greatness marry you. Greatness must marry you in order for you to become who you were destined to be. Mr. Greatness, Miss Greatness. Whatever the case may be, you have to put yourself in a position to where the body of work, the hustle you've put in, the dedication to your craft puts it in a position where it has no choice but to submit itself to you and say, you know what? This is the one that I want. This is who I'm going to bestow myself upon. So then before you know it, when you're married to greatness, all of the benefits that come along with being a great is right at your doorstep. Stay tuned. It's the Dream Mover Podcast. It's Hustle Monday. You know what time it is. Next segment, let's go. Hey, thanks for inviting me again, man. This was a really, really good event. I appreciate it, man. Bro, this was such a nice wedding. You sound a little shaky on the wedding vows. I could tell you were nervous, you know.
It's not easy telling the one you're going to be with the rest of your life how committed to them you're going to be, how you will never give up on them through sickness and just through the worst, that you're going to be there no matter what. I know greatness appreciates it. And y'all two just continue to do your thing. I'll be here. And as y'all continue making these babies, once y'all start making some babies, make sure y'all send me some pictures. I want to see what those beautiful babies that you and greatness make together look like. I'm sure they're going to look like love, prosperity, success. I know they're going to. Just keep in touch, all right? Cool. Holla at you.